Right, guys, good evening. My name is Tweet, and then if you've been listening to my podcast and previous episodes, I'm sure you have an understanding of what we do here. I'm very grateful that you listen, and I'm hoping to give you the best of fun. Welcome to another segment, and I'm excited actually, because it's a pretty distracted season. Everybody is trying to make sure that we enjoy the season, and at the same time, we're trying to make sure that we get the best of our date in December. A lot of people are dating. I see people doing dating things with a date in December. I don't know what the word dating actually signifies, but it doesn't have to mean you coming out not clean. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in on today's episode. And then it turns out that there's a lot of creepy things going on my mind. And I thought about making up a relationship podcast and then discussing about how creepy my relationships have been. I don't know about yours, but I'm sure you got the story. And the story might not really seem too funny. And it's just in the light that we are trying to process the information of how people really get to understand themselves. You know, it's just a booty. Everybody's trying to get themselves the best of their relationships, and then they do it the way they want it, and then nobody wants it to be done the way it's, you know, naturally ought to be done. Because if I want a pretty enjoyable relationship, I also want to look at my partner's needs, wants, you know, attitudes, everything, and I have to, you know, try to grasp and make hold of all these things to see where we can, you know, counterbalance each other to make sure that the relationship works out. But now that's not the case. Everybody seems to have one big bogey story of how the relationship has to look like. And then if it's not like that, they want to break up, they want to end the relationship, they want to stop talking to the person, and it's pretty distracting. And actually, it's normal for it to be like that. But now, I'm more concerned about the fact that if you try to make it work, you know, that's not even important to some people. They don't want to try to make it work. They don't want to see if it can work. They just see a little loophole and brrr, they're out. No, I can't stay here. Okay, in the previous relationship, I thought I met a lady that she was pretty understanding, very lovely, very beautiful. And I'm not going to mention the name. If you want it, you'll have to get a head into my head and figure it out. Okay, so she was pretty lovely. And then we're just rolling. The first week was awesome. We're, you know, pretty enjoying the whole thing. I thought we even flirted. And it was pretty sexy that I enjoyed the whole, you know, teaser, pretty, whatever it was. And then it went down well. But we didn't actually go down on the DM. The DM here is not a direct message, please. If you want to figure it out, check my DM. Okay, that was sarcastic. Don't mind me. I wasn't trying to make it funny, but it turns out it might be funny to you. So she was pretty understanding, and then I was pretty understanding. And then we went on our first date, and it was an awesome date. We enjoyed the date. We talked, and she said, "I actually enjoyed having, you know, spending the time with you." And, but the date was awkward, actually. I needed to confess. I must have fucked up. Okay, I have to use the F word now. I must have fizzled up some wrong moves, you know, coming out on a date without cash, physical cash, bro. Man, you messed up. All I came out was with my phone, and I started doing transfers to everywhere. Pretty distracted. And now we got to a hookup center whereby the whole thing got mixed up. I could not pay, and I could not even transfer. There was network issues. It was majorly look down on me, center at my face, and then I knew how she could have been thinking. But somewhat, I felt we're both matured, you should understand. And then it might even sound like a lie, but she needed to just freaking understand that my transfer system was pretty down, and I blamed the bank. I don't even have an ATM, because the ATM is right there in the house, and I'm too lazy to look for it because I don't even know where I kept it. Now, it's my fault that I ruined the relationship date. And guess what? I tried few minutes to when we were about to leave, and then it turns out that the alert had actually come in, and then the money had gone, and then did buy stuff. But I'm more concerned about the fact that the relationship went down well, and that's what she said, went down well, and then only for both of us to, you know, get home, then that was when I knew the relationship didn't really why am I calling it a relationship? Pardon me. The date didn't really go out the way she expected it. She probably had taken time to sleep over it and processed it in her head, and she realized that, one, it was a funny way for you to treat a lady. And then I probably just failed all the just one test amongst every other test that I passed. She said I did actually, and that she said she did actually have good time with me that evening. And then the following day, she realized that she didn't even have a good time because of one good reason that she had. And to her, it was a good reason, but I don't even know if it's a good reason. And that's what makes the relationship pretty, pretty distracted. And you see, just little focuses that can just tear us apart. You know, breaks the whole thing down, makes everything a messed up situation. But I don't actually want to say what actually she had accused me of, because I don't know it. I've been trying to figure it out, but guess what? I've been blocked and I've been dismissed without knowledge of what I'd done, and that makes the whole thing crumble down. Now, I try texting, but I don't even want to call because I'm trying to protect my. The way girls say, if you really want it, you know, fight for it. But I'm not even seeing myself fighting for it because I don't want to fight for it. And fighting for it could mean I call, I text, I beg, and the rest of them. But I don't even want to do any of this. And that makes it unmanly. Makes it ungentlemanly, rather. And that's what girls call gentlemen, I don't know, these days. Hello, girls. Can you please tell me who a gentleman is to you? What's your relationship expectation? What's your first date supposed to be like? Now, that's three questions. What's a gentleman to you? What's your relationship expectation? And what's the first date supposed to be like? How do you expect it to look like? I'm not concerned about what the guys want. I'm more concerned about what the girls want, because it's always the girls that want something, that want to make something out of the relationship, not the guys. The guys are really, really never focused on wanting to bother if the girl can offer them something. Then that's what makes society even pretty more disturbing. And now, you ladies need to understand that it's not always about you. But whatever, it's always been about you. But we need to understand that it's not always about you, and that you guys need to hold it down. The pussy has never been too sweet for us to understand that the relationship is supposed to last forever. And if it's going to last forever, we have to be able to strike a balance between each holder. And it's not always going to be all about your ladies. And now, if you get pissed off with me, take your comments to social media and let's talk about it. I'm really sorry I had to piss you off on that line. Whatever you think about it, let me know. Thank you. It's the episode on this particular one. It's the relationship balabaloo. And thank you for listening in. My name is still Tweet. I'm going to catch you on the next episode. Only that your comments are going to be coming in on social media. Check out for me on Koshemany on Instagram. KOSHEMANY on Instagram. Okay, you can actually go through Barnabas _ Koshemany. Makes it pretty easier. And there you find me. And let's get it running. Let's talk about this. Relationship itches. Ladies and gentlemen, bring it down. Thank you very much.